you. The goal.
It's an accident waiting to happen.
It's a choking hazard for any 9 foot tall people.
Is it just me? Is that the old Spicks and Specks set from when Adam Hill was It's like, and I love the giant lamps.
So we are doing the podcast from the Emporium Food Court because we decided it being Christmas.
This is the real meaning of Christmas.
This is
the
it.
Real meaning. Sitting around a fucking food court being furious at Christmas is the true
rampant
meaning of
consumerism.
Christmas.
I'm feeling the pull to go and buy something. It's
what,
awful.
What do you want to buy?
Amel. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
So this is our Christmas special.
Wow, when you stuff a turkey.
Oh, yeah, really stuff a turkey.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, yeah, I need to wear gloves up to the elbow when I stuff a turkey.
What's Daddy doing? He's doing the special turkey.
Do you know who will be proud of us today? Jerry Harvey. He would be very excited that we're participating in the retail exchange.
And that we're not shopping online.
That we're not shopping online. Mm. Well, there's no food court in my house. Well, you can have an underwhelming coffee and a microwaved croissant.
Yeah. Overpriced sandwich or something. Nice.
This is what I don't get about these kind of corporate food courts, right? Because they're meant to be here for convenience, right? Yes. So why does it take them 11 minutes and $6.50 to make a fucking coffee?
Oh, my God. I just waited. Seriously, what, 24 hours for mine? No, it was bullshit. Yeah. And she's making one. There's a queue of 7 people. She's making one at a time. Like, one at a time. 27.
27.
And then you go and you get your coffee and then she starts again.
Did you go to the one where there was like 12 hipsters and you couldn't quite tell which one was handling your order?
Yes.
Oh. I fucking hate that. And they're too busy updating fucking Instagram or whatever to get you to go. Oh, God.
I hate it here.
This is totally the Bah Humbug Christmas special. It's just about us hating Christmas.
Four Scrooges.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who loves it?
Kids.
Who do you know who's sick? Yeah, because they don't have to
Kids.
Fucking do anything
yeah,
about
and
it.
And they haven't learnt anything yet. And they've probably been hit around the head a few too many times. Like, excited about it. It's a fluff and tinsel.
And
fuck
those
them.
Guys at the Laird who are really into sucking off Santa. They're mad for it.
But are we talking about Christmas in general or just shopping centres?
Shopping centres are just evil. You know what happened? Like, I was shopping the other day.
Mr. Anti-consumerism.
No.
He's going to give us all a goat for Christmas. Wrapped in hessian.
Yeah. And then you have to send it to a hot country.
With a card made of hemp.
No, he didn't say that. He just said he didn't like shopping centres.
Right. Yeah, I don't
he
like
said
shopping
they were evil.
It's probably hitting the evil. Evil. Okay,
no, here's why I think they're evil. Because I was shopping the other day and, like, I bought myself some wine glasses. Because I needed some wine glasses. And that's the end of the story. Thanks,
was it
guys.
$5 for a dozen?
No, $6. And but she said, "Oh gosh, it's November, whatever 31st. Yeah. It's the first day of December tomorrow." And in my head, because I'd been hearing Christmas carols for the last fucking month,
I know.
I just assumed that Christmas was closer. I was like, hang on, there's a whole fucking month?
You were like, another 25
and
days to go.
Just the Christmas carols go.
I think Christmas this year started the day after Cup Day.
Mm,
like, the horses all died, and then we started Christmas.
don't eat the mince pies.
Man.
So
it's really true. I had this thought last Christmas. I was in the city shopping and it was all mayhem and stuff, and I can like sometimes just the thought articulates itself very clearly in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I can very clearly remember specifically thinking, if I just started pissing on a shop window, I would get arrested and be locked up long enough to just get out of Christmas.
Great.
Like, not for a month, just like 2 days while they processed me, and
Toby's
I wouldn't have to go to Christmas.
Yeah.
You could just go on a holiday, doll.
Well, I processed it a little bit more and came to that conclusion.
No, I like this. I like that, one day Talking Puffy will be accused of trying to incite a wave of crime, of
petty
crime,
petty
two
crime.
Days before Christmas.
Christmas avoidance crime.
Yeah.
Get locked up and dodge Christmas.
Do you know the worst thing is? You'd be trying to commit petty crimes, but because they're all Christmas casuals working in the shops,
no one would notice.
No one would notice that you were shoplifting. You'd be walking out like, there's a pregnant man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a pregnant man this season. He's like, I've got a turkey up my jumper, you idiot.
So it is a tedious time of year. So
it's awful.
So we're embracing it by putting ourselves into the belly of the beast, the shopping centre, on 2 weekends before Christmas.
Yeah, because we're idiots. So I have some letters. Some very interesting letters.
Someone write some letters to Santa?
Oh. We've got lots of letters to Santa. Please, can I have a potato? No.
Please, can you help me piss up against a window 2 days before Christmas?
Piss up against a window before Christmas.
Well, I've got a couple of letters, because it's, you know, Christmas is also a time of reflection and looking back, because it's the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd go through some ones
It's not so much as the end of the year. There's quite a lot of situations in which you think to yourself, what choices could I have avoided?
Yeah.
Brought me to here.
How did I not get out of this sooner? If only my parents hadn't rooted. is what it all boils down to. So we've got some letters from people who have written to us before and have now written again.
Oh, it's a follow-up.
So I feel like it's like
the perfect match. How was your holiday?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm.
Or are these just all complaints?
I like to think of more as like, you know. You know when they do grand designs and they go back?
Oh, yes.
And they go, yeah, that house really was shit.
Catch-up letters. Yeah, great. Great.
So,
I shouldn't have project managed it myself to save money.
So this is from Bevan, who claims to... He thinks he was the first ever to your talking poofy. We remember back in the days when we would ring them?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when we decided that was a really bad idea because they took longer to tell their story than we did.
Yeah. Really saying something. Anyway, Christmas carol. Right, okay.
I emailed with a question for you guys about the idea of an open relationship and the important things to note when beginning such an uncommon and unconventional partnership. You were in your early days of the show, a veritable mess of cum jokes and bottom praising. That hasn't stopped.
bottom praising.
It's gotten worse.
When I asked you that question, I'm pretty sure the gist of the talk was, you're gay, you're already unconventional, so you have a head start on a good relationship, no matter what its parameters are, or something like that. I can't remember what you said specifically, but it was pretty tits information.
I love how he's recapping, because he just assumes that we can't remember anything that happened for like the first 3 years of this podcast.
This is our first one.
I think you guys were laughing that I told you I'd just been with a guy and tried my first inhalation of amyl before you rang me. Yep, good times. I'm just writing in to let you know I have been in that relationship that I had started before the show for almost 5 years now.
Wow. Oh, I've been a litany of abuse. And
your advice was terrible. I've had to move to Singapore.
I think you homos should pat yourselves on the bum for helping that unsure and misdirected young homo into not getting ahead of himself and to take things as they come, except in the eye. I didn't add that. That's in the letter.
Okay, stop being funnier than us, Bevan.
I've been with my boyfriend without any dramas, been there for each other when we were in need and not stressed about life around us too much. We've lived with each other for pretty much 4 of these years and have our own little house now, fully ducted with a spa bath, of course, because fuck settling for less.
I can just smell the fresh hand towels now.
Sex with others happens on occasion, but the one thing you forgot to mention, and I think it's an important one, is no one else matters when you're getting ploughed by the one you love.
Oh, now that's going on a Christmas card. Fucking hell.
Thank you. Thank you, Talking Poofy. You're doing the gay lord's work.
Oh, Bevan, you've got quite the turn of phrase.
Oh, wow, yes.
Runs the letter when the laughter stops. Honestly, that sounds awful. I'm sorry, no, Bevan, you sound lovely, but Christ.
Wes doesn't like the idea of a spa because he hates cleaning.
Not the idea of anyone being happy. Ever.
Do you think that's why we hate Christmas? It's because it's a time of joy and giving.
Maybe
and
it is.
Anathema to it.
Yes.
It's why we like tax time the most.
Oh, I got a huge return this year.
Oh, God.
You've seen the size of my return. I could barely fit it in my hand.
I also just love the idea of this kid getting his head banged into the headboard.
And just all misty eyes.
Thank you, Talking Poofy.
No, it's tears of joy. Really.
No, they're tears of joy.
I misread it.
The anal fissure of joy.
We're so in love, it doesn't even matter if I don't douche anymore. Yeah.
Well, he just wipes his dip on the curtain. He's sitting there having a glass of spew ante in the spa. And Bevan turns to Bevan and says, do you know, Bevan, you know when that, you know, rugby forward was ploughing me in the sling last Thursday? It just wasn't the same,
wasn't
as,
the same
you,
as you,
babe.
No. It's because it was a bit cold and we've got that lovely ducted heating. Let's get in the spa.
Pass the Persian feta. Let's get in the spa.
I've got a spa, and it's like I thought it was the best thing ever when I bought the house.
Mm. Mm.
And then realised, A, the hot water service doesn't have enough hot water in it to fill it.
Oh, no. Nothing worse than a tepid spa.
It's just a giant glass of soda water, really. Yeah.
And also, it's hard to clean. Like, you have to get in it to clean it. I mean, that's what the Asian woman who cleans my house says anyway. She has to
Oh, I had visions of you just putting on like a suit made of steel wool and just rolling around.
I wouldn't need to put on a suit, Toby. No. I've got a lot of coarse hair all over.
Correct. Oh, yeah, those spa drains must get awfully clogged.
Oh, they do.
Lord.
Especially because jizz goes funny in water.
It does, doesn't it? It goes kind of egg yolky, doesn't it?
Have you ever wanked underwater and watched it come out?
Yeah.
It's like a tree growing at the end of your dick. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I love it.
Because it just kind of sits there, hanging in the water, just like this weird tree.
You know when they add egg to Asian soup?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it looks like that. It's
chicken and sweet corn soup.
Yeah, yeah. It's very kind of...
It must be what it looks like inside the vagina.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I saw inside a vagina this week.
Oh, what tram were you on? It was 86, wasn't it? It was 86.
The Lesbian Express. Goes through Northgate and Thornbury.
Yeah. She was touching on.
I went to a Bucks party.
Oh.
Which, I don't know why I get invited to Bucks parties. Like, it's the furthest thing that I, you know.
Probably because they want to see the reaction that I'm sure you're going to tell us about.
Well, when one of the strippers pushed my head into her naked bosom, I did sing part of a Mariah Carey song.
Right. Just to hear yourself echo.
And it's like she had the fakest bosom you've ever seen. And I thought the fakies would feel like just, you know, spongy normal boobs.
Mm.
But it's like...
No, because there's like basically just like a really intense balloon inside
Our lovely friend Cindy, the sex therapist, she describes fake boobs as feeling like a bike seat.
Yes.
Because they're kind of soft for the first couple of, you know, millimetres, and then they get really hard.
And then you hit titanium.
And then you hit titanium.
It's like a cushion with a brick in it. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, oh, this is a nice latex. Ah!
You're going to chip a tooth on that.
That's the best description of Melissa Doyle I've ever heard.
A cushion with a brick
cushion
in
with
it.
A brick in it. Oh, this is quite... Ow!
And then one of the girls was putting things into her vagina.
This sounds quite distasteful.
Like, Adam. And over it, like, they kept getting bigger. Like, you know, it was a little one and then a
like a circus clown. What
have you? Well,
then a whole bunch of midgets crawled out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But then one of them she threw to one of the people. Like a
you sound like a policeman on the news, and then the performer,
the perpetrator,
threw a prop to one of the participants.
It was a comedian's Bucks party,
sure.
And I didn't.
Sure. It was crazy, wasn't it?
It was crazy's Bucks party. But so one of the staff members at a comedy club that we were, that the party was held at, and he caught the dildo. Oh. And proceeded to suck on it like a lollipop.
Wow. Ah, wow.
And at that point yelled out to me, "Don't get any ideas, Adam." And I'm like, there's nothing going on in my head right now that is not distressing.
Yeah.
And then there was the most confronting moment.
Don't get any ideas like spewing in my mouth.
Yeah. Or running screaming from the room.
There was one of the strippers put lollies on herself, and then everyone had to eat the lolly off her.
And when
it came to my turn, the lolly was down there in that area.
What do you mean you had a fucking turn?
I had to have a turn. Like, it was, you know...
You didn't have to have a turn.
You didn't have to have a turn.
Yeah, but
you
it
wasn't like a piñata.
Did you not hear the point where I said there was a lolly? You know I like lollies.
Yeah. What sort of lolly, though?
Yeah, but
it was just like a jube.
Okay.
A jube. Like a strawberries and cream, one of those kind of.
Yeah, golly. But a kipper-flavoured chupa-chup.
It wasn't in there. It was just above.
Right, yeah, well.
Like it would have been stuck on.
No, Adam, I think you actually found the clitoris.
And I was...
Wasn't a jube.
I was kind of down there going, like, seriously, I've not been near one of those since I came out of my mother. Yep. Like, it's been... like
Seriously. It's you brought us to the Emporium shopping centre, food court, with shit coffee that took ages to get to talk about vaginas and things coming in and out of them. Okay, up the ante.
Anyway, that was my confronting thing. I don't know why
did you get it?
I
think it was the stripper that had it up her ante.
Yeah. Oh, I totally ate the lolly.
Yeah.
But I was standing next to Dilruk Jayasinha, who's you know, quite a heavy guy, and she walked right past him, and he was devastated because he wanted that lolly more than I did.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow.
Also,
oh,
he likes ladies.
He does.
But you did bring up something when you said that the guy who was sucking the dildo to you was like, don't get any ideas, Adam. God, that shits me.
Oh, yeah. The other thing was everyone kept kind of, you know, commenting on, you know, has it changed anything for you? I'm like, no.
No.
Were you the only gay there?
You're the only guy in the village.
Yeah, right.
But if anything, it reaffirmed how much
I was not into
any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Watching that woman rummage around inside of herself like she's looking for a pair of keys. Like, seriously, she had her whole hand up there, and the look on her face.
Meanwhile, on the street outside, cars are bleep, 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 bleep.
Seriously, the look on her face.
Someone's roller door kept going up and down, up and down.
She looked like one of those kids that was serving coffee before. It's like, I just got to stick my high hand up there for
But what was the atmosphere like? Like a room full of straight guys and like a highly sexualized atmosphere. Like, was it creepy?
There was a weird double kind of thing going on where all the comedians, like we're all going, oh, well, these girls, they're performers. They're getting paid.
Let's
this
give
is a corporate
them the respect
gig, essentially,
yeah,
for
sure,
them.
Sure.
You know, and one of them had a spectacular finale.
okay.
That involved the
doves.
the groom to be having his face shoved in somewhere and cream going all over the place. Anyway,
wow!
But like really violently, bang! It was like a big
wow.
Anyway.
I'm never trusting any comedians again.
No. Yeah,
I don't know who this person is.
Do you know what the weird thing was? It was one of his mates kept saying, Is this going to be one that shoves a dildo up his ass? I want to see him get a dildo up his ass. And I was like, why does anyone want to see that?
Yeah.
That's not appropriate.
No.
I know.
Well, that's what I was going to say before, that, you know, you're getting any ideas, Adam, all that kind of stuff. Like I know in those sort of situations, if you were the only gay man, I'd be like, fuck you. When we go to the toilets, you're going to ask me to suck you off later.
Yeah, I stayed away from them in the toilets.
Imagine what the toilets are like in those places.
Oh no, it wasn't. It was like at a comedy club. Like
we were just
hanging out.
Oh wow,
in the foyer. And there was the worst thing was these girls were performing on these threadbare Kmart towels, just laid out on the well-trodden nightclub carpet.
Oh
my god,
it sounds so
the
sordid.
Grubbiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I like strip clubs. Like, I like the athleticism. I like the grace. You know, it's when it's done well,
but
it looks amazing.
Someone fisting themselves in a Kmart towel.
Yeah. It's gross.
Comedy
it
club.
Like my Saturday night.
Jesus. I mean, listen, I think I speak for the group when I say that we have done some grubby things.
We have
done some things that you should not be proud of.
Yeah.
But that is amazing.
And also, there seemed to be no sense of sexuality whatsoever. Like, it just felt like these girls were doing this job and everyone was making the noises that you're supposed to make. Well, that was weird because, like, half of the gang, all, like, the old friends and the staff all seemed to be really into it. You know, the comedians are kind of hanging back going, well, you know, she's a performer. Let's give her a round of applause.
Right. I feel a little bit sick. Like,
it was really like disturbing.
Those awful frat party videos.
You know when you hear those things about, you know, when women say it's really empowering for women to, and it, like, those women are totally in charge of that situation. Like, there's like, you know, everyone just does what they're told because there's a lady's vagina in front of them. I must do what I'm told or I may not get in there.
Do you know what? If I was them, and even if I was a professional and it was a job and all that sort of stuff, I would just walk away from there just going, men disgust me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're stupid. They're stupid and weak.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that's pretty much what we do when we leave a peel. Anyway. That's pretty much.
Yeah, except we leave the peel and just go, men disgust me. They're stupid. I'm going back.
Yeah,
I'm going
back.
Now, I have a letter. How much time have we got? Hang on. Oh, yeah. Time for this letter. This letter came to me last week, and I was quite affected by it. So I'm just warning you. It's a bit full on.
Was this the cry one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Talking Puffy, I believe I was the first ever Dear Talking Puffy, predating Bevins. Yeah, everyone thinks that.
Yeah.
My letter was about an older gentleman I was seeing who wanted me to get circumcised.
Oh,
I can
yes,
hear
right.
Toby sighing already. At that time, I didn't really feel I had anyone I could talk to about the issue, and you were like three fairy godmothers, such fairies,
yep.
who made me realise it was a shit situation and were just so kind when I needed it. I remember so clearly listening to the podcast on the train that day and crying, proper crying on the train.
Oh, Bevan.
Adam even sent me a personal email with some advice. I did. I'm very needy. long story short, the old guy is long gone, and I'm seeing somebody my actual age who hasn't asked me to cut anything off at all.
Oh. Kabam.
I think your podcast is really important because the thing about being GLBTIQFXYZ is that, unlike other minorities, you don't necessarily grow up with a family like you. And when you're first navigating your way, it can be hard to know what you should be doing. Your show has really helped me in this regard, and plus it's utter filth, and who can argue with that? Anyway, thank you again. I hope the podcast can be a bit more frequent. Yeah, shut up, bitch. Come on.
We can't go to a fucking strip club every week.
Isn't that lovely?
That's really lovely.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Who knew that we actually did anything worthwhile
with
this?
I know. Yeah, but I remember that letter. That guy was creepy.
Yeah, that sparked weeks of discussion.
Yeah. People kept emailing and writing and wanting to grow it back and cut it off and grow it back again.
That's good. That's good, though. I'm glad it all worked out.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, thanks, Bevan.
Aww, Bevan. So I'm going to be misty.
I know.
The thing is, most people have got the internal resources to deal with these situations. They just need someone to tell them that they do.
Yeah.
You're not as pathetic as you think you are.
Yeah. And also, if you need to ask, then you know what's wrong, so don't put up with
it. Yeah.
I always used to find that when you're single and someone comes to ask you a question about the relationship, then you go, oh, you're done.
Yeah.
You are done with the relationship. If you are asking advice from a single person, you are done.
Yep. You're wearing a big post-it note on your forehead saying, tell me how good being single is.
Yeah. Whereas if you are, you know, when you go to only other people in relationships, and even if it's people who have terrible relationships, like, how do you deal with him? He's such an asshole. Oh, well, I do, you know. It's like you want to be reminded of why you're staying and what you need to do.
Yeah.
But as soon as
you ask a single person.
As soon as you go to someone who's, like, single or a rampant slut. Like, for instance, if you ask Scott.
Yeah. I get it a lot. I know it's over because I say, Scott, look, I'm having trouble with my relationship. How do you deal? What's the wet on Wellington like? Well,
How much does it cost?
Too much, actually. But that's next week's topic.
But I think you're right, Toby. If you, you do deep down know what's wrong.
Yeah.
And you ask for advice from the people who will, you think will tell you.
What you want to hear.
What you really want to hear.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm very happy for Bevan that it all
it's
worked out and he's ditched his thing and that we were of some service. I think you probably need to get a stronger grip on things if we're the difference between good and bad.
If we're the difference between hacking into your genitalia or not. Yeah. I mean, really.
I think you need to build in some more safeguards into your life.
Yeah.
Or just into your penis.
Just,
you know, one of those little, like those guards that they use at the sandwich shop so they don't cut anything when they're chopping the sandwich.
Yeah. Maybe just put some kind of childproof device around it just so.
Oh, you know how they dip baby shoes in, like, bronze or something? Maybe you could do that.
The wax they put around cheese. Yeah. Just put some of that around it.
Or the end of a banana.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
Just something, because we can't be around all the time.
We can't.
Guardians of your foreskin.
Guardians of the galaxy. It's not us. We're not superheroes. We can't just swing.
Oh, imagine the cape though. Oh, that'd be, that's a very fleshy cape. What's that?
It's a very fleshy.
Now, you know what it would be? It'd be a cape with the ass cut out.
Yeah.
Gay superheroes with the ass cut out.
Yeah.
Why is there a?
Although we'd use our capes as cum rags, they just get stiff. Like they just.
Oh, I didn't know you could shoot a web out of your...
Oh, gosh.
Come on, everybody. Let's get back to my headquarters, the glory hole.
Oh, wow. I love this. I fucking love this. God. This is either a really great comic or just a sexual fantasy. I'm not sure. Either way, I'm going to wank over this.
It does kind of sound like the sketch for like one of those novelty porns.
Yes.
Like Flesh Gordon. Yep. Yep. Sex Trek, The Next Penetration was one of my favourites.
I can't wait for the porn version of Interstellar, because I think it's just going to be called Into Stellar. Can't wait for it.
Have I told you, Justin Hamilton and I have been making frequent references to my ass being like the black hole gargantua from Interstellar.
Right.
And that people who spend time in there, it's like for 1 hour in there, like, you know, 12 days pass in the real
really?
World.
Yeah, right.
Which is why all my boyfriends look so young.
That's true.
Because they haven't aged at the same rate as everyone else.
Because they've been spending time in your nanny ass.
And they're so,
they're so traumatised when they come out, they kind of revert back to their own childhood. So it's like time travel anyway. Spoilers.
They're pushing my bookshelf from the other side.
You can push my bookshelf.
Oh, how's it going, by the way? Last time we...
Caught up,
you were a new top.
Yes, and...
Born again top.
People were scandalised.
Twitter and Facebook. I think I broke the internet more than Kim Kardashian's bum.
Well, the fact that your bum wasn't being used.
Well, exactly, yes. It's going all right. I haven't been chalked up the shitter for ages.
We're in the food court.
Say, lad, yeah, put in the bin, kids. Right.
been chalked up the shitter for ages. Put that
in the bin. Which, ironically, is a drink that one of the cafes are selling just around.
Chalked up the shitter.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Wow. Oh, nice. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's going all right. It's
a big day at Mad Mix.
It really is.
It's eventful.
But it's going well. I'm still, you know.
I just can't imagine it. I'm sorry, like, not that I like think and imagine you. You know what I mean? Like, weird, odd, but it's like, yeah, do you know what I mean? I can't see.
Well, you know, every time you think of me,
I just think of you with your legs up in the air.
Helium Heels Brennan. Yeah.
Helium Heels. Can I ask? I got a text message from my boyfriend the other day, and English is his second language.
Yeah, right.
And Pooftalish, I think, is completely foreign to him. He wanted to know the definition of a power top, because you described yourself. You said, I'm not a power top.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, how do I describe a power top?
Golly,
I'm now outsourcing conversations with my boyfriend to you three.
Yeah, sure. And you're asking single people.
Hey, listen, read the letter. We heal lives. Yeah. We heal lives.
We fix people.
I don't know. I just kind of picture a power top as like a jackhammer.
It's all about
acrobatics and athleticism, I think. And just.
Yeah, isn't it someone who's kind of like lippy? Like a bit nasty about it? Like
a bit of a smack on the way in.
You fucking like
that. That in your poo holder.
You were the worst top ever. How are you having sex?
Take that in your popper.
You sound like Joe Bielke Peterson. Oh, you stick that where you don't want to put your...
Oh, yep.
And your pineapples in your... Jingo, my word, you bloody... I'm a Joe top. Oh, you've got to put...
You're a National Party top.
You like the...
You're a pumpkin scone top.
I'm a pumpkin scone top. I'm a Joe and Flo top.
Oh, well, that was our Christmas episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We didn't really talk about Christmas at all.
No.
Good. Oh, well. Join us next time. We'll have a New Year's episode. That'll be even more exciting.
Oh, shit.
I know.